Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the final full week of September 2025, which means the waffle breakfast is just days away, Sunday, September 28th. More on that in just a bit. It has been a summery week for the campers here at Camp Courageous, but we all know fall is right around the corner, and we have had campers this past week that have been coming to Camp Courageous for decades, so it's been a joyous week. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational respite and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be a person's time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous just completed its 50th year of serving campers, growing from serving 211 campers in a summer program back in 1974 to serving nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. It's grown from 40 acres to 400 acres, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, and from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. For most Camp Courageous campers, coming to Camp Courageous is the highlight of their year. This past week, the theme was NASCAR. A lot of fun activities. Probably one of the most unique ones for the week is each camper built their very own soapbox derby car. A lot of creativities, a lot of color, a lot of fun. This past week was the second of 3 weeks of respite in a row, so we're coming up on to the final one. Activities include everything from zip line to fishing to arts and crafts, bowling, slime making, swimming, karaoke, and so much more. It's a wonderful program, and we encourage folks to take a look if you have a disabled family member into doing a respite care weekend. Our travel program has been super busy. They headed up to Dubuque and, of course, spent time on the Mississippi, did a cruise, and explored this beautiful community along the Mississippi. Another group of travel campers headed off to Mall America, and wow, do they have fun up there. Of course, shopping, all the different bargains going on, and lots of food. And then we had another group yesterday that took off and headed over to Boone and did the famous train ride across that beautiful bridge outside of Boone. So a lot going on with our travel program. Of course, Camp Courageous is always hiring new staff, counselors, program coordinators, activity specialists, people in our pool area. If you're interested in more information about working at Camp Courageous, you can go to our website at campcourageous.org. We're always taking volunteers, interns, and those that are paid here are paid the best in the state of Iowa for camps. So we welcome people to check us out. Camp Courageous is huge. Waffle breakfast and open house will be coming up Sunday, September 28th, a week from this Sunday. We'll be serving from 8 a.m. to noon. Adults are $10. Children under 12 are $5. Fresh made-to-order Belgian waffles. There's the beautiful Edgewood sausage that goes along with that. Orange juice, milk, coffee, you know, all kinds of condiments to go with that. Strawberries, blueberries, whipped toppings, maple and chocolate syrup, and so much more. It's always a good time. It's a great time to come and explore Camp Courageous. Go for a train ride. Take a look at our swimming pool, our gym, Lake Todd, Durgan Pavilion, and so much more. And take a ride on the zip line. Play a little bit of miniature golf. We'd love to have you come out and be a part of our open house and waffle breakfast on Sunday, September 28th, serving from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. Anytime Camp Courageous is not being used by the campers, it's always available for rentals. And we had Peace Church come out here last Sunday, and they were celebrating their 150th anniversary at Camp Courageous. A wonderful group of people, nearly 250 people attended. It was great to see Terry Railing, a past pastor from the church, and he was the board president at Camp Courageous from 1982 through 84. Also, so many dear friends. The Baders, of course, had some roots there at that church. They build a lot of the original buildings out of stone from Weber Stone. Randy Brokaw was there, and Randy took care of all of our refrigeration, plumbing, and so much more back during our early years. All the new walk-in coolers and freezers and ice machines were all a part of Randy's doings. Agnes Dewitt was a member of the church for years. She was our office manager during Gary Turpis's era, Bud Yule's era, and my era. She was the glue that kind of held things together, one administration after another. And of course, Pastor Terry Rayling took over the reins at Camp Courageous 12 years into its beginnings, did a beautiful job, stepped in during a challenging time for Camp Courageous. And much of the success of Camp Courageous can be traced back to the role that Terry Rayling played as president of our board. So it's great to have all those folks out at Camp Courageous. Just a reminder, the Manchester Garage Sale located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester is going super full blast Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Wednesdays from 9 to 6 and Saturdays from 9 to noon. Have spent this past week up visiting with each one of those volunteer groups. What a wonderful group of people that are workers at the Manchester Garage Sale. We also had the Unstable Mustang group out at camp last week and had a special time for them. A great group that are super involved with cruising for Camp Courageous. Our need of the week are Apple AirTags. You can put those on campers' devices, suitcases, everything, and we can trace where things are at. Also, Ziploc bags of all sizes are much needed and much appreciated. So those are their two big items for the week. Dear friends that we've lost here this past week include Sharon Brown Coffin from Fairfield, Iowa, a great supporter of the camp, and Margaret went by Peg DeClauda from Shelbyburg, Iowa. Our sympathy goes out to their families. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We're sincerely grateful to you today for listening. Thank you.